Manuscript Releases, Volume 17, Mr. Number 1288. Consultation regarding the work of G. C. Tenney, Prayer Offered for G. A. Anderson and Others, Audio. Willie and I have had a consultation in regard to Elder Tenney. Shall a telegram be sent to Elder Tenney to remain in America, or to return to Australia? We felt, both Willie and myself, that for several reasons it would be wisdom for him to return. The impression has been entertained by some that it was the scheme concocted by our American brethren to have him go to America to the General Conference, and then manage to have him remain there. We do not want the brethren in Australia to have this impression that WCW and I have been working in an underhanded manner, because it is not true. We looked the situation all over and decided that Elder Tenney should attend the General Conference. After being separated so long from the great center of the work, he had lost the impressions that are essential for him to have in regard to the management and progress of the work. Nearly everything in Australia was revolving around Brother Tenney, and he was not broadening and his ideas were not enlarging with the increasing progress of the work. He needs so much to grow out of the dwarfed ideas which he has through want of association with the larger workings of the cause and with the brethren who were engaged in the living interests in America. He was becoming narrow and bound about in his ideas, and had not a sense of the greatness and the progress the work must make in this country. He has felt this decidedly, as I was assured he would after meeting in conference our brethren who were infused with the living interests that were stirring their souls to decided action in doing something. We decided that the telegram must go at once. Return to this country to engage in the work all over the field as the providence of God may indicate duty. In the after part of the day, a telegram came from Napier that Elder Wilson, who contracted the measles from Sister Joseph Hare, has had a relapse, and prayer is solicited in his behalf. Brethren Israel, Star, WCW, and Simpson came into the parlor occupied by me, and we have had a prayer season. We all sent up our request to the Lord. A letter also was received in regard to Brother Anderson, who was laboring for the Scandinavians in Ormondville. He labored for a while in the bush among the working class, and it was damp and wet. He contracted the rheumatism, and we prayed for Brother Anderson and Brother McCullough that the Lord would heal these brethren and strengthen them to engage in active labor in his cause. Brother McCullough is an excellent laborer, and the people all speak highly of his ability.